Blog Talk Radio.
Put them together right here. This is a little testimony song I wrote. Tell somebody he's been good to me. Well, I am a happy soul. I've got goodness untold. I've had another day. I've got a lot to say. Put them together. He's been good. Say, hey. Well, I've got new life supply.
God bless you all. I just thank God for each and every one of you. God is good. Y'all better come on, somebody, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. The songwriter said, you can't tell it like I tell it. We already know where I'm going with this here. Amen. Because at the end of the day, God done been good to who? All of us. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you, especially our partners and listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing, amen, to commune in the fellowship with each and every one of you. Amen. I just want to give God the glory. We want to give God the praise always. Amen. Give him the praise, and we always give him the glory. Amen. God is good. Amen. Somebody got something to just give God the glory for, give God the praise for. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, it's no sense of stopping your praise. It's no sense of stopping what God is doing. I truly believe that at the end of the day, no matter what you're going through, it's going to surely what? It's going to surely come to pass. Come on, somebody. Amen. It will surely come to pass. So we just want to thank God once again for each and every one of you. Many of you tuning in by way of Blog Talk, we thank God for you. Internet, we thank God for you. Always our families and friends for internationally, especially our families and friends from Kenya and different parts of international country, South Africa, all types of parts of the world just tuning in. I'm telling you like this here, your best is yet to come. You better truly believe it that your best is yet to come. You don't take, don't stop, don't take anything, amen, for less, amen, because your best is yet to come. Listen, family, my God Almighty, listen, we on Zoom right now, ADM family. We done sent you a link. If you have not, we're going to start, my God, incorporating our Zoom media so we can really see you all face to face, amen, as we begin to undergo and keep on moving. So if you have not yet, we want to begin to see you because Pastor's going to get ready to switch on off our Blog Talk for a second, and I'm going to be on Zoom, but you're still going to be able to hear me, amen, but I want to see each and every one of you. But if some of you are not ready to be seen, you can turn your cameras off. It's all good, but we want to make sure we start getting into the rhythm with this. Mother Helen, thank you for signing in, and also our Mother Juanita. I see you also, too. Evangelist Nita. Evangelist Nita, I also see you too, Sister Deborah. Amen. Listen, the access code into our Zoom meeting, all you got to do, log into Zoom. Just go to Zoom, log into it, and all you got to do is put in this code, 7492734-4543. I'm going to say that again, 719-2734-4543. You put that code in, amen, it will log you right in to Apostle, amen. You'll come, my God, and I see you, you'll see me. If your camera's off, you'll still see Apostle, amen, that we giving God the praise, amen, and also different ones that is are in there as well. Listen, saints of God, I want to let you know something, amen, as we just continue to give God the blessings and continue to give God the praise. I truly believe, my God, in this day and hour, as God began to commune with me on last night, 4 days last night, amen, to just say, he went and break something down to me. He say, son, I want to break something down to you. Peace be still, amen. I want to break something down to you. Peace be still. Now, God began to share with me and commune with me to let me know something, amen, that the peace he's talking about, the peace be still, he ain't talking about you, my God Almighty, as the individual. First of all, when he says peace, amen, he pertaining to and identify peace, amen, what peace is all about, amen. Peace is what it is. It's just peace, amen. But also God begins to instill into me the part of being still. Now, that part of being still, that has something to do with who? That has something to do with you, amen. That still peace has something to do with you. Peace is already identified as what it is. It is peace. So let me declare and decree that with you all over the world, that peace in your life, peace, my God, the peace, the identity of peace, amen? It don't need you to identify. It don't need you to capitalize or even, my God, to pull up the definition for it. But I truly believe that the peace in your life, amen, the peace. Now God gave us instructions. instructions, amen. The instruction is be still, amen. Understand that that is not for peace, amen. But that instruction of be still is for who? It's for you, amen. You got to understand, in order for the peace to be still in your life, you have to be what? Be still. Holler at me, holler at your boy, somebody, amen. And I truly believe it's in the day and time that a lot of things that is happening in many of your lives, God said, I'm just trying to get you to be still because you are leaving the peace. And the peace is trying to catch up to you, but you need to be still. That's why peace, my God Almighty, is riding with you. Peace is over your life. We declare and decree peace inside of you. We declare and decree peace, my God Almighty, in your home. But God said that you need to do what? Be still. I declare and decree that many of you, you're going to be still. Amen. Be still. Be still trying to help everybody else. Be still trying to make all kinds of moves. Be still trying to move so fast. Be still and slow down. And God said, peace is going to come at you. Now, this is the revelation. All that was a great introduction that I just want to give you. This is something to warm you up for a little bit. Now, this is the revelation. Because when peace comes, it comes with something. I'm going to say that again. When peace comes, it comes with something. If my international brothers listen to me from Kenya, when peace comes, first of all, it needs you to be still. Now, when peace comes, peace is coming with something. What is coming with? Well, whatever is bringing chaotic or chaos in your life. What is it, Pastor? Well, your finances could be bringing worrying and stress. So peace got to come and bring, y'all about to hear me up in here. It has to bring something in your life to activate peace within inside of you. So peace, my God Almighty, is a carrier of the package that the Lord will release in your life. Is anybody having some health issues, amen, and speak peace into your health issue, that means something got to get made whole inside of you. I declare and decree that you don't look at peace the same way. Peace is a blesser. Peace is an angel. Peace is a worker. Peace is a messenger. And I want to send the word of peace in each and every one of your lives all over the world. Peace is coming. Somebody needs to say, I'm going to have peace in my finances. Why? Because my finances are going to change. I'm going to have peace in my health. My health's going to change. I'm going to have peace in my home. Listen, you get peace in your home from a chaotic situation, that means you came in and made some decisions. You came in and had to clean some things up. You came in and had to change some things. So you had to come in operation, and in the midst of your operation, now you can walk into a peaceful environment. Peace is coming. Somebody needs to tell themselves, family, y'all go ahead and type this down. My God, I'm going to be still, be still, be still, be still. Y'all holler at your boy. Amen. And I declare and decree that it is so. Many of you, as you begin to be still in the Holy Ghost and you begin to be still in the Spirit of the Lord, I declare and decree that it is so. You got something to shout about. You got something to give God the praise about. You got something to give God the glory about. Is there anybody with me this morning? Holler at your boy, because at the end of the day, it is so. Amen. And it's nothing that nobody can do about it, even though by now you should believe that it tried it, you tried it, somebody tried it, individuals tried it, they tried it, that tried it, folks tried it, whoever tried it. At the end of the day, what God said for you, it is for you. My God Almighty, I feel it all in my pinky toe. Y'all holler at your boy, because God is good, amen, and his mercy endures forever. Listen, y'all, this is my God Almighty. I just got to give God the glory. So I declare peace. So when you declare peace, understand it comes with a package. Amen. When you declare peace in your mind, it comes with a package. Because whatever caused your mind to be out of order or caused your mind to be, my God, not at peace, it calls for something to get ready to happen in your life for peace to come in. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that it is so, my God Almighty, and there's nothing that anybody can do about it, because why? God said it so. Holler at your boy. God said it so. And when God said it so, it doesn't matter if you don't believe it or whoever don't believe it. Somebody need to go ahead and test this in a family chat. It is going to come to pass. It's coming to pass. It's coming. My God Almighty, listen, my last thing, I want to share this with you before I get ready to run and leave y'all for a second. Amen. My God Almighty, everything that God says is going to come to pass in your life. Amen. Many of you don't have a delay moment because God was waiting on you all, my God Almighty, to get yourself in alignment with him. But at the end of the day, certain things become a struggle. But at the end of the day, the Bible declares that the word of God will not come back void. So God says, even in my word, it has an expiration date that it needs to perform. I said, God, why is this? How is this? He said, listen, son, men just have a certain time period that they live on earth. And they have an expiration date, no matter who they are, that they're going to live on earth. Now, if I release the word in their life, and the word that I release in their life, if it doesn't meet their expiration date that they hear on earth, that means my word that I sent out, it coming back to me void because they no longer hear on earth. I say, God, talk to me. Talk to this brother here. Speak to me, Lord. He says, therefore, when I speak it into their life, regardless if they want it or don't want it, it's going to come to pass. It's going to perform. Everything that I say is going to do, and it has this time limit that it has to. I want to tell somebody, things that God has for you that is going to get ready to come to pass. Somebody need to tell themselves after you finish shouting, slapping your walls, hitting your ground, let that neighbor think something wrong with you, that God said it is going to be, and I thought I was the cause that going to stop it. I realized this morning that it's nothing, what the songwriter said, it's nothing going to stop me now. I'm on the move. You on a move in the name, y'all better holler at me in the name of Jesus. Y'all listen, I'm about to have some church all by myself. I'm used to it. It don't matter. Amen. Listen, my God Almighty, let's go ahead and get ready for our own Southern welcome with our very own mother, my God Almighty, Helen. God bless your mother, OG. Amen. It is a blessing, my God Almighty, to commune in the name of the Lord. God bless your mother, Helen.
God bless you too, Apostle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. On behalf of our Apostle Temple Spencer, our queen of the house, our leading lady, Lakeisha Spencer, entire ADM family, we welcome you, our international visitors, United States of America, local visitors, we welcome you. As I always say, sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelts, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say, you are so very welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless your mother. I just thank God for you all. Y'all already know how that hospitality welcome go. My God, I listen, some of you, my God Almighty, need your own praise rate. Some of you just need a... You can just give God his own praise. I'm telling you, it's nothing that you need to be down about. I understand pandemic. We understand this. We understand that. But at the end of the day, you're looking still looking good. Things are still making, God's still making a way. It might not be the way you want it. It might not be the way you desire to have it. But at the end of the day, even my brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, at the end of the day, my God, what God said, it is so. At the end of the day, that's who report that I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Y'all about to help me with that. Amen. Help me with that. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Come on, somebody. I just truly believe that somebody, my God Almighty, just need to take a few minutes and just go ahead and give God his praise. I just got something to be thankful for. I got something to give God the glory all about, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, when I look back over my life, and y'all know that old thing, you know what I mean, First Lady, when we say we look back over our life, sometimes people go about 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and sometimes they go about 3 years. Can I say when we look back over our life just 3 months ago, just 3 weeks ago, can we look back over our life, my God Almighty, just 2 weeks ago, some of us just a couple of days, some of us just last night, amen, when I look back on my life and think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul, somebody need to holler at your boy, my soul, oh, that's all about, listen, I can just have church all by myself on that right there, nobody don't have to say anything, amen, because I know that if there's situations that you probably ain't talked about, said nothing, only you had to do it is trust with the God. I love it when folks do that there, amen, because when God start working, when he start speaking, you can't say nothing, that ain't nothing but the Lord, because I ain't shared it, I ain't talked about it, I ain't told you, matter of fact, I ain't tell my children, matter of fact, I ain't tell my mama, I ain't tell my daddy. God knew all about it. Somebody say, when I look back over my life a couple of days ago and see where he done brought me from, I can't do nothing. I feel like giving him the praise. Y'all help me. Give God a praise.
Praise the Lord.
Don't connect you with, it will never be the same. It is so, amen. I just want to give God a praise lift for my families and friends, those that is on Blog Talk, God bless you. Those that is live stream, God bless you as well. But I just give God the praise, and we just want to continue to magnify his holy name. Amen. I just feel so full, and I'm just so, my God, amazed at what God's doing. I don't know anything, my God, and we done been through some situations and done came through some up and down moments. But my God, when the Bible declares and begins to tell you that the Lord declares and says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. My God, you can put your life on it, put the bank on it. You go ahead and cash in on it. You don't have to worry about that check bouncing. Y'all about to hear me. Y'all, that's your boy. It ain't going to bounce at all. He will never leave you. Nor, scripture declares, that he will not forsake you. Amen? Amen. Amen. First lady, you have an announcement. I just want to thank God, and we give him the praise, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. We just want to thank him and lift him up. Amen. You got an announcement, first lady. We're going to go bring you on in. Amen.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, ADM. Hope all is well. We just have one. We have a couple of announcements, but the first one, here's everybody. Okay, well, we want to give a special birthday shout-out to Sister Tammy all the way in New York, the Big Apple. Happy birthday, Sister Tammy. We know that your birthday was the beginning of the month, but I hope you're still celebrating. So happy birthday to you. And this is my favorite time of the year, Thanksgiving. We know that this is a time for family. This is a time for fellowship and all that good stuff. So we are always want to make sure that all of our ADM family is well taken care of for this month, for this holiday. So if you are in need, Thanksgiving support for each of Thanksgiving baskets, or just please give me a text. Send me a text or give me a call and let me know so that we can make sure that you all are well taken care of for Thanksgiving. We have a couple of days. Actually, next week is fastly approaching. So don't wait to the last minute because we have a lot going on. But please, as soon as we get off of the our worship experience, I want you to send us a text to let us know, hey, I want the support from the church. No problem at all. Just go ahead and please do not wait till last minute. So I'm going to have to cut it off. If I don't hear from you Monday, I'm going to take it as everybody's well. So again, ADM, have a great day. Keep all of those individuals who are down and sick and in the hospital, keep them in your prayers. Pick up the phone and call someone and just let them know that you care, you're thinking about them, and that God is still a healer, and we're trusting and believing in him. Take care, ADM. I love you, and it's so good to see all of your beautiful faces.
Amen. Amen. We just praise God once again. Listen, family, I just love to thank God and about his goodness and all that he has done. Amen. And I'm telling you, my God Almighty, it have not been a easy season. It has not. But nevertheless, you know, it was a season that I embraced. And it's a season that I prayed to the Lord that, because it was a season to where you understood your walk for yourself. It wasn't a season to where you understand a walk because of a preacher, of a prophet, a bishop, or whoever. You understand the walk of God for yourself. Because at the end of the day, we all have to understand the walk for ourselves. And by you understanding the walk for yourself, and many of you now got closer with God, and many of you had to trust and depend on God, the best is yet to come. I always teach this thing about mature blessings. It takes a mature individual to begin to receive the full potential, the blessings of God in your life. The Bible put it as this, as the man of God says, I was a child. But when I become an age, I put away all the childish things. Amen. So because of matureness blessing, I truly believe, amen, you're going to come into your full potential. First of all, full potential of your life. Second of all, the blessings of the Lord is going to chase you down. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to give God the praise, my God, and give him the glory all the time once again, because God is good and his mercy is endured forever. If Angela's need is on, I want her to go ahead and press 1 on her phone for the Blog Talk. I know she's in the Zoom virtual, my God, setting, amen. But also we got many that is in Blog Talk, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, saints of God, we just going to go ahead and bring our very own, my God Almighty, Janita Plunton. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Plunton.
Amen. Amen. God bless you too, Apostle Temple and First Lady Spencer. It's so good to be able to just lay eyes on both of you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. If I may, I would like to go in this morning in a quick prayer before going into the Word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we say thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us one more day, Father, one more chance, Father, to get right what we did not get right on yesterday, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you continuously, Father, to breathe life into our bodies, Father God, as we continue to go on in this world, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our provider, Father, our creator, Father, and most of all, Father, you are our healer, Lord. And Father, I just ask you to don the doors of the hospital today, Father God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch those that are sick, Father God. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Lead them and guide them, Father. Raise them up, Father, from where they're at this point in time, Lord Jesus. Father, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to have your way on today, Father. Allow me to decrease, Father, as you increase, Father. But I want to say to you, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this platform, Father. I thank you, Father, that you continuously, Lord, continue to expand, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you chose ABM, Father, to touch the multitude, Father God, to pour into people's lives, Father God, to let them know that Jesus saves, Father God, to let them know, Father, that they don't have to stay in the same position, Father, but they can call on you, Father. So I just thank you, Lord, and I just ask you, Lord, to continuously to bless the man and woman of God, your faithful servants, Father God. Continue to pour into their lives, Father God. Although, see, there may be struggles, Father God, give them the tenacity, Father God, to keep persevering, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. And we pray, Father, for the ADM members and all the other people that's on the line too, Father. I ask you, Lord, to keep letting them push on as well, Father, as we come before your throne room today, Father. We say hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, Lord, because you are so worthy to be praised, Father. And Lord, we do not put you on in a box today, Lord. We know that greater days are coming, Father God, and we receive and we expectantly await for them. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah. Let everybody say hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the new thing that he has got going on right now, the Zoom meeting, and I'm just so grateful that God is making it a little bit more personal, a little bit more intimate. We've been from around each other for a long time now, but God says it's time to make it a little bit more intimate. So we thank the Apostle and First Lady for the work that they are doing behind the scenes to make it a little bit more personal and a little bit more intimate. Listen, saints, I got up this morning not even knowing where the Lord was going to take me, but as he took me, I received a phone, a text early in the morning, and God says, listen, this is what you do. You're an intercessor. He says, you need to talk about staying on the wall. And today I submit to you, I title my sermon, Staying on the Wall, and I'm coming out of the book of Nehemiah and really nowhere in specific, because the book has so much information in it, and I charge each and every one of you to read the book of Nehemiah and Ezra. There is so much in there to learn, in those books, so much to be taught. The scriptures just speak to you. They spoke to me. I can't say it would do for everybody, but as Apostle Temple always say, God will meet you where you're at. And this morning, he just confirmed to me that, yes, you are an intercessor, and yes, I do hear your prayers, and yes, you are to stay on the wall no matter what the circumstances or the situations are that are before you, and yes, you are to pray for your people. You are to stand in the gap for your people. See, sometimes, saints, we all get caught up into just praying for ourselves, but I want to speak about Nehemiah a little bit this morning. Nehemiah, starting in the beginning, the first thing that I noticed about Nehemiah when I started reading about him was that he acknowledged, that I would like to acknowledge about Nehemiah was when he heard the news, and I'm in chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Like I said, so much information that I'm not going to stop and read the verses, but I will give you the verses that I'm coming from. So the first verse that I will be talking about on this morning is Nehemiah chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4. And what the first thing that, let me give you a little recap. So Nehemiah was one of the exiles that got scattered. And his home is with Jerusalem. And Nehemiah was taken away from Jerusalem. He was a cupbearer in the emperor in Persia. And Nehemiah, some of his kinsmen came to where he was at, and Nehemiah asked about his home. He asked about what was going on, what happened to the exiles that re-entered into Jerusalem, what was going on with them. He had a concern about where he came from, and he received the news that the conditions that were occurring in his home, Jerusalem, was not good, that the wall had been torn down. They were basically unprotected. It was just so much going on. But what the first thing that I noticed about Nehemiah when he got that information, and it's not me saying it, it's what the word of God said. I may add a word or two into it, but he was unashamed. He was unashamed to start weeping. When he heard this noise, heard the information, he did a couple of things. He first wept, and then he mourned, and he fasted and prayed to God of heaven. And I want to say to you all, when we have situations going on, we like to pick up the phone, and we like to call everybody else. But see, we have to sometimes, that's why it's so good to read the word, because God gives you examples for every situation. And some of us may have some things going on in our life from where we came from. You may have some things going on in your life right now and today. But what you need to do is take the example that Nehemiah did. Nehemiah didn't get on the phone and start calling everybody. Nehemiah went before the Lord himself. And one thing else that I noticed as we continue to go on down in the scriptures, Nehemiah, the second thing that Nehemiah did was he immediately became an intercessor. Nehemiah immediately took on the role on behalf of his people, including himself, and he started confessing their sins and their failures and their flaws to the Lord. Those that have their Bibles, I need you to see, and I am going to read this, and it's from Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. He says, listen to my prayer with an exclamation behind it. He said, look down and see me praying night and day for your people in Israel. I confess that we have sinned against you. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, decrees, and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses. See, one thing about Nehemiah, and another thing, it is so important. It is so important to me. It was so important and profound to me that Nehemiah did not exclude himself from what he when he went before the Lord. It didn't tell me anywhere in the Bible that Nehemiah was a sinner. It didn't sit and say that he did this and he did that. But one thing about it, he became a people's person. He became a person that he said, I'm not going to exclude myself. I'm going to be in the midst like everybody else. I'm not making myself higher, and neither am I making myself lower. I am praying for all of my people. I'm not saying to the Lord, look at them. They're in sin. They're failures. They can't do that. He went before the Lord as if they were one unit. And this is why it is so important on today. And years ago, 2 years ago, I just looked at my notes this morning. The apostle gave an illustration of a circle. And in the circle, it was different things that was outside of that circle. But the middle circle was being in the will of the Lord. And in that circle, what I have learned, it is good to have an inner circle of people that's going to hold you accountable, an inner circle of people that when you get in situations that they're going to go before the Lord and they're going to include. They're not sitting and saying, Lord, I'm better than them. Lord, they need this. He said, he was using the word we. And this is where you and I need to be right now, because see, some of us, our vision may be a little bit better. Some of us, our walk may be a little bit deeper with the Lord. Some of us may realize that we are sinning and these different things cannot go forth and it is blocking our blessings. So it is such a blessing when you can go before the Lord and you include yourself. You're not ousting yourself. You're including yourself. And this is one thing that I love about ADM. When I came to ADM, Lord knows that I was a sinner. I'm so very transparent about it, because, see, that's the old. I can talk about the old and still give shouts of glory to the Lord because he delivered me. But one thing about it, I didn't get through it by myself. I want you all to know that. I want you to hear the words that's coming out of my mouth, because, see, they are acceptable and pleasing to the Lord. I realized that I couldn't get through my mess by myself. God had to send me amongst the people. I'm talking about true people. It might have only been three. It could have been four, but I'm going to tell you this. The people that God placed before me in 2018, those people started praying for me. Those people started holding me accountable for my actions, whether they knew they were true or not. The point I'm making is they went to God before me. They didn't sit and say, you cannot come into this church. You cannot get up and shout and dance. You cannot praise the Lord. You cannot wail your hands because you are a sinner. They went before the Lord for me, and they started praying for me, even when I did not know they was praying for me, and them praying for me and including themselves in my situation to help me. See, it's something good. It's something great. It's something awesome when you got people that's willing to get dirty, get down dirty with you, because some people may be down in the gutter and they have to go in the gutter and they got to sit and unscrew some things and get their hands wet, get their clothes all messy. But they were like Nehemiah. They did not let anything deter them for praying for me. I can only give my testimony. I can only sit and tell you all that I'm thankful for the Nehemiah that God has placed in my life. And guess what? They're still there. I got a situation going on right now. I got a phone call. Listen, I'm going to be there for you. And on behalf, on behalf of you, because of your service, this is what I'm going to do for you. See, let me tell you all something. God places us in the place where we need to be. And when God puts you in situations, when God chooses you, Nehemiah went before the Lord. Nehemiah had to get permission from his king. Nehemiah needed letters. He needed timber. But God made the provisions for him. Shanitha Ponton needed letters. She needed provisions. She needed roof over her head. She needed a job. And God made the provisions. God created a position for me. Let me be specific about it. But I want to sit and tell you all on today, we cannot sit and shun people. We cannot be into a place when God calls us, because even in Nehemiah, I got a little bit ahead of myself, because see, I get real excited when I realize what God has done for me. I had to come up off of the Zoom because I don't want you to see me sitting and acting like a fool, because when God gets inside, when the Holy Spirit shows up and start acting a fool, y'all might want to call 911 and ask them to admit me into the mental assignment home. It's something when God gives leaders an assignment, and that assignment may be people, and sometimes the assignment, people may need more attention than the next person. People may need more prayer. Their situation may call for prayer and fasting. It may call for prayer, fasting, and consecration. Just because I, Shanitha Townsend, might have needed more care, more time, more effort, more energy from my leaders, doesn't mean that your situation was not important. See, one thing about Nehemiah, when they was building the wall, this is what I love. Everybody participated in the wall. There was some that may have had a larger position, a larger portion of the wall to make sure that the cracks were sealed, to add to the wall. And there was some that just had to take care of what was in front of their own home. But listen, when God gives you an assignment, just because another person's assignment might be greater does not make you be less in their eyes. It does not make you be less important. It does not. And you have to keep on pushing on and just be thankful that God has called you. And how are you thankful? You are obedient to his will and his way. You are doing what you have to do. And one thing about it, when you get into a place, when you're doing what God is telling you to do, and you're doing it, and what's going to come up? Opposition going to knock on the door. Opposition is going to knock on your door, and this is where you stand. See, one thing I loved and I learned about Nehemiah, Nehemiah didn't have confidence in himself. He had confidence in the Lord. He knew that God, the blessings of the Lord was on him. He knew because God had gave him the blessings and told him to go forth. Listen, and Ezra was given an escort to get him to where he needed to be, and he denied it. The king, Nehemiah's king, gave him an escort to get where he needed to go, and Nehemiah accepted the escort. I'm going to tell you something. When God puts people in your lives, I'm using the escort to show you, God will put people in your lives to guide you. He will put them in your lives to guide you. And in that guidance, discipline is going to come. In that guidance, sometimes you may have to be sat down for a year and a half. Sometimes you have to go through some uncomfortable situations. Sometimes, even though you may lie your way out of one thing, but when you faced with the situation, because God will expose you, you got to go through that. And then you have to count it as all joy, because what God is doing to you at that point in time is, even though they may not have seen you, I saw you, and I decided for it to take place this way. Because, see, I need you in my kingdom, but I need you to come correctly. I need you to get out of the place where you so stuck on yourself, you so stuck on your situation, and you get into a place where you trust me. Nehemiah, no matter what came up against Nehemiah, the enemy came. All types, he was slandered. He was persecuted. The Jews were talked about. They were called poor. All came up about. But one thing about Nehemiah, Nehemiah refused to give in. Nehemiah continued to do the work of the Lord. Nehemiah prayed for his people. Nehemiah needed to know that his people had the protection of the Lord around them at all times. Nehemiah did not even get up. The opposition, the enemy, even hired some prophets to come up against Nehemiah and to make him think that it was better for him to go into the temple, and the temple had no walls. That's a study for you. The temple had no walls, so it would have caused him to sin. But Nehemiah knew, because of his relationship with God, that no, I'm not going in there. I know that this is a ploy against my life. Let me tell y'all something. They didn't want Nehemiah around because, see, what Nehemiah was doing was he had learned to hold the people accountable for their sins. Even before they can even get to the place of cleaning their, doing everything, they had to go into a repentive state. They had to go into a place where they went before the Lord. There were some people that started complaining. They started complaining. Nehemiah had to remind them where they was coming from. Nehemiah had to go to the leaders and let them know, this is not right. This is not how you need to do this. You know why they immediately changed their ways? Because they reverenced the Lord. They knew that Nehemiah was, that God's presence was all over Nehemiah. They knew that Nehemiah had a personal, intimate relationship with God. But not only that, they knew that Nehemiah had a reverential fear for God, and he was not going to do or lean on his own understanding. He was getting all of his instructions from the Lord. So I decree and declare on today, I don't know what your situation is. I can only speak about my situation, but I will sit and tell you, if you have turned your back because you didn't want to hear what the leader was telling you, you need to ask yourself, is the leader attached to the Lord? Is the leader getting their instructions from God? Is the did God send you to that leader? And if God sent you to that leader, you need to confess your sins. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to repent and get back in the will of the Lord. Because one thing about God, God is building up a kingdom right now. He's building up a remnant of people that's willing to say, it is I. I'm willing to go where you want me to go. Do what you want me to do. But see, with that, it is I that says that you're going to go through some persecution. You're going to go through some hard times. You're going to go get drugged through the muddy waters. Some of your answers will be no. Some of your answers will be yes. Some people are going to constantly stab you in the back because jealousy is real. But the question is, when you say yes, are you prepared? Are you prepared to stand on the wall? Are you prepared to constantly stay in prayer over and over, day in and day night, as Nehemiah? Are you willing to go and tell God, yes, I am amongst them? Father, see our flaws. Not sit and talk about the flaws that the people have, but you join in with them to get them to the next level. Let me tell you something. One of my biggest accomplishments, one of my biggest things that I talk to people about is what God did for me in 2018. And I'm going to tell you, I am not ashamed. I am so thankful and so grateful that my Nehemiah and company stayed on the wall for me. And my circumstances and situations now, I am so grateful that my Nehemiah has jumped up and said, I am with you. Not talk about me. Not tell me that this shouldn't have been done and that shouldn't have been done. But sit and say, all you need to do is stay in the will of God. Remain obedient. Continue to do the things that God has called you to do and keep moving forward. I want to sit and tell you, even myself, it's been times when I didn't sat and said, because my mouth has been so flipped, or I've done things I said, I'm not worthy to hold this position, to hold this office. But God asked me, who are you? And who are you to tell me? See, one, we have to get out of the place of sitting and self-condemning ourselves, because that's God's job. And God will bring the people with the rod of correction to tell you, nope, you're doing it wrong, but this is how you need to do it. God is looking for faithful servants. He's looking for dedicated servants. He's looking for a people, no matter what your circumstances, what your situation, no matter what man says, you still got God. The final answer comes from God. I urge you all today, because I have to do it myself. When you have a situation coming up, I urge you to take it to the Lord in prayer. I urge you, because one thing about God, we already know. If we confess our sins, he is going to forgive us. He is going to forgive us. He hung on a cross just so we can be in a place of forgiveness. But when your situations come, when your assignments come, even if they're too big, go and tell God they're too big. Nehemiah asked for God to strengthen. He wasn't shameful. He was not ashamed. I tell you to stop allowing the naysayers to hold you down. If God has told you something, if God has given you an assignment, I sit and urge you, I charge you today to get everybody else out of your ear gates. Put blinders on your eyes if you need to put blinders on your eyes. Turn your cell phone off if you're not disciplined to tell them no. Get up off of social media. Get the people that's constantly calling you with foolery and let them know, I'm sorry, I got to stay on the wall. When I'm sitting and talking to you and the conversation drifts over into gossip, I'm coming off the wall. I got to be on the wall because my brother or my sister may need me. It may be somebody right in your own household. Instead of us sitting and condemning them, we need to jump on the wall and stay on the wall and do exactly what God has told us to do. I decree and declare on this day that life-changing decisions that may bring a life-changing circumstances in your life, that you stay on the wall, that you go to God and you allow God to lead you and give you the instructions as to what you need to do. See, it's one thing about it. When we go to God first, he's going to bring the answer. He is going to bring the answer. He is going to put us in a place of quietness so we can hear from him. So I decree and declare today that minds will change. A repositioning in your lives will change on today. So when circumstances come your way, you will not allow them to make you come off the wall. When your sister and brother call you for help, you don't make it into a spectacle. You don't call other people and start spreading a gossip. I don't care if you think that it's something that needs to be said or something that may be harmless. You don't know what the next person is going through. You don't know what their mentality is. All I sit and say to you on today is stay up on the wall. Keep your assignment. Stay in touch with God. Let him give you the instructions. He is your guide. And trust and believe he is going to put the leaders before you that's going to keep you in line, going to keep you from falling over, going to keep you from when you thinking that you might want to give up. You got a spirit of depression on you, a spirit of suicide. Those leaders are going to call you maybe in the midnight hour, maybe in the early morning, maybe noontime, and let you know that it is all right. I called you because you were in my spirit. I called you because I knew something was going on. See, that's what intercession is all about. That's what staying on the wall is all about. But most of all, it's all about understanding who God has placed before you, the people that may have already been through some of the same things that you are going through, and they can give you the answer. You talking to somebody that has no clue, no answer, no wisdom, or no knowledge, and that's another thing. God gave Nehemiah confidence, wisdom, knowledge, direction, and he was able to rebuild the wall. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I want to tell you on today, God is the one. God will turn your situation around. All you need to do is trust in him. All you need to do is have confidence in him. You need to get the naysayers. I don't care if you got to get up and move 2 feet over when the naysayers are talking to you. You need to get a boldness in your life right now and let them know, listen, God is doing something for me. It has been prophesied that my ladder will be greater. It has been prophesied that God is doing something new, even in the pandemic. It has been prophesied that some people will get houses, 8 or 9 of you. Some people will get cars, all type of things. But I'm going to tell you this. If you can't stay on the wall, don't expect it. It's just that simple. It's just that blunt. And it's just that true. A lot of people don't like to hear the truth. But I'm going to tell you this. One thing about Evangelist Shanika, I'm going to tell you what I went through. Because God allowed me to continue to go through things. Even when I thought that things was right, so I can give a testimony. I'm sitting here to tell you that God would turn your night into day. God would turn your rags into riches. God will take your homeless and put you in a nice home, whether it's yours, whether it's not. It is his provision. God will give you a job when you are jobless, and God will correct you in your wrongness. I charge each and every last one of you to read the book of Nehemiah and see what Nehemiah had to go through. Don't take my account of it. Read the book. Read and see what the expectation that God has for us. Just as he allowed, he was in the assignment with Nehemiah, he will be in the assignment that he gives to you. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen, amen. Like the songwriter says, I will trust in the Lord until I die. It comes down to the bottom line, who do you trust in? The Bible, as an evangelist was sharing about Nehemiah, and basically sharing about the trust, his relationship with the Lord. The question is, over time, do you really trust in the Lord? Nehemiah had to trust in the Lord in so many different ways. He had to trust in the Lord through the people and the decision, the connection, so much of stuff that he had to trust into the Lord. It never was about the people. It never was about the situation. It was about his trust into the Lord. And that's something that saints of God, you have to realize. Get out of people. Because one thing about people, they will hurt you, they'll let you down, disappoint you, all kinds of stuff. And get into the trust of the Lord. And we have to understand certain season, it doesn't matter. It doesn't shake an individual or make the individual. In a certain season, God says, you know what? I want you to trust this here. I want you to trust that process. Trust this person. I'm not really trusting that person, but I'm trusting the instructions that God done told me about the person. It's an old saying, I always say, you follow me as I follow Christ. But the moment things start to get out of alignment of following Christ, that's the moment I have to jump ship. Understand this, saints of God. Make the decision today that I'm going to trust God. That's a big word, trust, trust. Start trusting him in the midst of your situation. And understand this, that he even declare, I will never leave you nor fail you. I truly believe that God ain't fail you. Regardless of what your situation may look like, God ain't have not and he will not fail you. Failure is not about things that's changing because of your request. You know, not a failure. Sometimes we look at ourselves as a failure because our situation have not changed. Our requests have not been answered. Things that I've been praying for have not manifested. That don't make it a failure. What it make it is you need to tap into the plan of God because it's only the plan of God is the successor. And when you tap into his plan, it's not about what we think or what we want. Like Nehemiah say, I'm going to trust into the Lord. Saints of God, I truly believe that you was blessed, and I know without a shadow of doubt that you are blessed, amen, because at the end of the day, your successor, our successor is the Lord. And I truly believe as you continue to walk into the things of God and you continue to walk with God, you'll know that your successor is Lord. Try him. The songwriter say, I tried the Lord, and I found out he's all right. Have you tried Jesus? Oh, yes, I tried him. and he is all right. Listen, families and friends, I want you to tune in tomorrow's 8 a.m. Listen, we're going to log on to the virtual Zoom tomorrow at 8 p.m. Listen, I want to come meet with you all, come to the table. I know some of you all, it was caught you off guard, you know, because Pastor just sent that out. You got to ride with me. Pastor began to put things together, and we just move with the flow. We just move quick, amen? And I know some of you probably wasn't prepared. But nevertheless, tomorrow at 8 p.m., I want to be able, let's go ahead and meet Zoom. Let's go ahead and have a discussion, and let's go ahead and begin to come around the table, amen, as this other technology has been given. We already knew about it. It's been months and months planning to let you all know, to prepare you all, amen. We made sure that each member have devices, things that they need. So let's begin to put this thing to work, amen, and let's begin to use all types of platform. And you can also tune in, too, if you're international. It doesn't matter if you're a part of ADM, your partnership with ADM, doesn't matter where you at all over the world. Amen. You'll be able to tune in too. Just go ahead and email or go ahead and send me a message, Facebook or whatever. Ask about the join in ID number. We'll make sure we give you that, and you can begin to join in anytime we have a virtual service. Amen. Or anything that we will be doing virtual. Okay. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, saints of God, is always a blessing, and I just want to just thank God for you all again. You don't have nothing to hold your head down about. Don't do it. Don't try to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. Understand this. When we speak peace now, we speaking that it's a blessing finna get ready to come my way. We speaking that things finna get ready to work out for his good. Because for order for the peace to come, amen, in the midst of the fire, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego begin to endure, guess what? The fire, the steam, the punish, the destruction, what the fire can cause has to been taken out. Even though I'm in it, but at the end of the day, the fire did not consume Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. So let's begin to walk in love, and let's walk in peace. Check on everybody. I want everyone to get ready to hear the instruction pertaining to our fasting at next week. Amen. Next week. So we're going to begin to give some fasting next week. Amen. That all for 2 weeks we've been fasting pork, rat meat, amen. So let's get into some other fasting, but we can keep our spirits lifted up. And I want everyone to fast for me tomorrow at 12 noon. Tomorrow at 12 noon, I want you to send up prayers. I want you to fast with me, amen, for our very own Deacon Willie Stiggers, amen, our very own Deacon Willie Stiggers. I want you to fast with me. I want you to begin to pray with me at 12 noon, amen, that everything that God will do a complete work. That's all I need fasting for, and I want you to stand with me for work of completion, whole work, amen. No partial, but whole, amen. So thank God for you all. I love you all. I want to tell you all peace. Have to love you. Please join in tomorrow, ADM family, tomorrow at 8 p.m. I thank God for you all, and Pastor is out, amen. God bless you.
Watch me through and through. Just create.